Well, here at the Iowa Soybean Association On-Farm Network Conference in Ames today, we're going to visit with one of the presenters here, Ryan Van Ruckel, who is from Pella, Iowa. He's a field agronomist with DuPont Pioneer. And Ryan is going to be talking about how to grow 100 bushel soybeans. That one's going to get a lot of attention here today, Ryan.
Yeah, it's a great talk, and this is all coming out of my PhD research that I had actually at the University of Arkansas. Been down there for the last 3 years, so it's great to be back with DuPont Pioneer.
So talk about your research and kind of how it developed and what you've done.
So this research kind of started with Kip Kohlers. Remember in 2010, he kind of made some big news with 161 bushel per acre soybeans. And so I was able to go on his farm and take some measurements and keep track of his soybeans and see if it was possible and then how it's done. And so to go along with the measurements I was taking on his farm, I had my own maximum yield research in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I personally got up to 129 bushels over the last 3 years, which are a little challenging, but learned a lot about the management there. And so what I'm going to talk about today is part of that. And, of course, the problem with this maximum yield research is you just throw the checkbook out the window. You know, you just don't worry about that. So with farmers in the eastern Arkansas and the Delta, we really kept track of how much we spent, and we tried a few little things that we picked up from Kip's. And I'll talk about that, and then I'll give some tips for Iowa, too, see if we can bring them back home then.
Okay, so what are some of the keys there that you discovered?
Well, the biggest difference between Kip's farm and anybody else's is the fertility and the irrigation management. The amount of water he puts on is incredible. And, of course, we got to rely on the rainfall, but some of the tips we picked up was really keep track of the fertility and then the classic agronomy. So early planting dates, narrow rows, fungicides, you know, controlling insects and weeds. Those are all very important as well.
Can a guy out here in Iowa get this done at some point?
Yeah, I firmly believe we can get 100 bushels in Iowa. And a lot of that, it's going to take some rain, and it's going to take rain at the right time. But our soils have quite a bit of inherent fertility. And if we keep an eye on our potassium levels and control all our pests, I think it's certainly possible.
And the yield potential is there in the seed?
Yeah, for sure. And I looked at several companies, and I would argue that almost any bean has the yield potential there if we get the right environment for it.
How much more management and effort is required to get to that level?
Well, that's where it gets expensive and difficult is, you know, with really intense irrigation management, really intense fertility programs, intense pest management, we can get 100 bushels fairly consistently. Two out of my 3 years, I was able to get over 100, but it's not practical for the farmer. And so that's where the trick is. And beyond hitting that magic 100 bushels per acre, trying to focus on profitability as well.
What were you seeing profitability in what you were doing? Did you track that?
I did track it, and no, it would only pay if soybeans got up to $20 a bushel. So it's great to see those big numbers, but it's not something that we can implement over wide acres.
So is there a yield level where it would pay at this point? And a price level?
Yeah, there's some of the practices, you know, just a little bit extra fertility and then doing a really great job on our everyday management. If we can get up to around 80 bushels per acre, that's really kind of the sweet spot. You can maximize your fertility that way. And if we start messing around with nitrogen and some extra fertility, we can get to 100, but you're not any more profitable at that level. You know, this year with the way things are, you know, talking about 100 is maybe not what we need to be talking about, but at the same time, the majority of people are going to be closer to 50 bushels right now. And so if they can pick up one or two tips from what I've learned and get them to 60 or 70, you know, that's the goal of my talk today.